Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, February the 18th, 2022. I am Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight, we are looking at the ongoing campaigns for the by-elections scheduled for March 26, with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission pushing back strongly today against charges that is manipulating the voters' roll with the intention of rigging the ballot for ZANU-PF. Also, in Harare today, the Citizens Coalition for Change says 7 of its supporters were arrested and their vehicles were impounded for the simple reason that they were on the campaign trail.
And we also saw ZANU-PF launching its second program, you know, to support the by-elections in Bulawayo today. And so we'll be seeing more campaigns being launched as we go into the weekend.
Lingaba litshona njani emakhaya, sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk, singumsakazo we Studio 7. Lamhlanje siqhubeka ngendaba yokukhankasela ukhetho lwama-by-elections oluzaqhutshwa mhla ka-26. Udaba olumqoka esilubonileyo lamuhla ngolweZimbabwe Electoral Commission iphuma isenza umhlangano lentathela izindaba ilandula imbiko ekhitshwa zinhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo ezifana labopatshedu ukuthi iZEC iphakathi kokutshintsha singathi i-voters roll, uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota ngenjongo yokuqilibezela ikukhetho on behalf of ZANU-PF. Bayakulandula lokhu abezeki bathi lokho ngamanga, bathi olobufakazi makaze phambili. Kodwa abanye bathi hayi ukulandula kwezeki lokhu is unconvincing. Sikhangele njalo ngempela sonto sizabona imhlangano etshiyeneyo yamabandla ezombusazwe. Namuhla iZANU-PF ibisemaswinko, kuthi koBulawayo lakho ibikhona bekulobaba uMohati babe lamarali okukhankasela ukhetho. Ibandla likaThamisa ele Citizens Coalition for Change sibone likhala njalo ngokuthi kulamalunga alo abotshiweyo eHarare namuhla athathelwa izimota ngesizathu sokuthi ebekhankasela ukhetho. Ngolunye udaba esiza luphatha lolo ngoba uThamisa yakhala uthi abasekeli bakhe bayahlukuluzwa mahlayana nje, kanti bafakelwa imigoqo eminenginengi engafakelwa iZANU-PF. Sibone amapolisa izolo emupha imvumo yokwenza umhlangano wakhe eZimbabwe Grounds ngesonto. Kodwa kule migoqo egoqela ukuthi abasekeli bakhe akumelanga batshaye itoyitoyi, akumelanga bahambe ngama-convoys izimota eziningi betshaye ama-slogan, kanti akumelanga bathwale abantu abavela kwamanye ama-constituencies besiza labo ekulumhlangano. Okuyinto leli bandla ethi iZANU-PF iyayenza kungela migoqo. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje khonapha emsakazweni wenu, Maf.
Tokuthingamidzai pano pachirongwa chenyu patiri kutaura nhasi zvakasiyana-siyana pamusoro pezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika munyika. Tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro penyaya yezviri kuitika mugadziriro yemaby-elections ari kuwanikwa iwo. Takaona mapato akasiyana-siyana vakatotanga svondo rapera. Takaona ZANU-PF iri munzvimbo ye Epworth, uko takaona vachiparura iwo chirongwa chavo chekuwanikwa vachitsvaga rutsigiro remaby-elections. Tikaona zvakare MDCT yava monzura, kana kuti MDC Alliance yava monzura, tichionawo vari muHarare imomo vavanga vari kutsvagawo zvakare rutsigiro pawekend iyo yapfuura. Tinoona zvakare kuti ZANU-PF nhasi ikubulawayo uko vari kuenderera mberi nekutsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti vawanikwe vachivhoterwa mumabai elections iwaya. Asi zvakare toona kuti pane musangano mukuru uri kutarisirwa kuitwa nebato reCitizens Coalition for Change ravachamisa. Apo ivo vari kuti zvakakawanikwa mvumo yavakapiwa kuti vaite musangano wavo nemusi wesvondo hazvina kufanana nezvavakaona zvinoitwa mvumo inopiwa kumapato akadai seZANU-PF neMDC Alliance. Vakanzi ivo mutsamba yavakapiwa nemapurisa havafaniri kunge vachiunza vanhu vari mumabhazi, havafaniri zvakare kuwanikwa ivo vachiita zvinhu zvakadai sekuimba nezvimwe zvinhu zvakadaro. Asi ivo vachichema-chema vachiti tiri kuona zvinhu zvakadai zvichiitika kumisangano yeZANU-PF. Change zvakare tiri kuzeya taona bato kana kuti gungano reZEC richibuda nhasi richitaura iro kuti manyepo ekuti ivo pari zvino vari kuwanikwa vachiita zvisina kururama panyaya yevoters roll sezviri kutaurwa nemamwe masangano akazvimirira. Vari kuti nekuti vari kunzi ivo ZEC iri kuwanikwa iyo ichigadzira-gadzira mapepa kuti vawanikwe zvichabuda musarudzo zvinge zvakarerekera bato reZANU-PF. Asi sangano iri nhasi rabuda chiti aiwa pari kuzorwa mafuta enguruve yavasina kudya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichiedza kunzwa kubva kuvanyarikani vedu kuti vanoona sei zviri kuitika munyaya iyi.
And as usual, we have a star-studded panel here to help us dissect all these issues. We have Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, journalist and social commentator Simbarashe Nembaware, as well as Mr. Tawanda Dzokora, who will be joining us, I'm sure, shortly, of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Now let's go straight to Simbarashe Nembaware. Thank you for joining us. Let's dive in, Simba. Pachedu has been raising serious allegations that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is engaged in voter registration manipulation with the aim of helping ZANU-PF rig elections next year. And we saw ZEC today coming out strongly saying that, and I quote here, they're saying that is a myth and a fallacy. There's never been vote rigging in Zimbabwe, and they, ZEC, are not planning on rigging these elections. Besides that, they are saying that allegations that they are using the CIO, the intelligence, to register people, there's nothing wrong there. What do you make of this, Simba?
It's understandable that such allegations would be raised against ZEC, because the institution years before exhibited questionable behaviors. And so unless such fears are allayed, these things will always be raised. So it's election season, and everyone has to is bound to question the legitimacy of ZEC. And it's understandable also for ZEC to come out quelling those fears. And what I'm not so sure about is them saying it's okay for ZEC to be using members of the intelligence to in the registration process. I think that's a way of militarizing it. Or we can't have security forces manning such a critical organ of the elections. So that brings into question the impartiality, because you know the CIO, they stand for the government and they work for the governing party of the time. So it's understandable for Pachedu to raise these questions. And also what you need is for ZEC to clearly state and also give evidence to the contrary that they're not manipulating the system to favor ZANU-PF.
Thank you there, Simba, and please do stay on the line while I bring in Mr. Tawanda Dzokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Vadzokora, tinogamuchirai muchirongwa.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, akateerera.
Yeah, we saw today, Mr. Zokora, Zek coming strongly after you and Pachedu without, of course, mentioning names. They are saying that you are trying to undermine the voter registration process by raising unfounded allegations about the manipulation of the voters' roll. According to Zek, there is no rigging plans underway, and there's never been rigging in Zimbabwe. They are saying that is a myth and a fallacy. What say you?
Yes, Zek will always say that. ZANU-PF will always say that. And we have always said that Zek is ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is Zek. That's one of the electoral reforms that we are fighting for. So that, you know, there is this separation between ZANU-PF and Zek. It is common knowledge that most of the people that are working in Zek are former army officials, and we know it because it's there, it's factual. That's not being manufactured. I think you also remember a few weeks ago, Jacob Ngaruvume went to the Zek offices. And he saw the receptionist and the people that are there, you know, being manned by soldiers. Outside, there were also soldiers. And even himself, when he went outside, you know, he was almost manhandled by soldiers. Why do we have the army at the Zek offices? Why do we have a heavy police presence at the Zek offices? This is supposed to be a public office, you know, where we shouldn't be seeing any military and any police at all. But this is what we've been saying anyway. We've always said the electoral field in Zimbabwe, it's not level. And everything has been starting and ending at Zek. We have seen dead people voting. You have seen it. People that died, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they are still on the voters' roll. And now the good thing is we have citizens, we have people of Zimbabwe that have an interest in what is going on in Zek. Sometimes it's not even the CCC. It is just ordinary citizens that are unearthing all these shenanigans that we are seeing at Zek. Like you have mentioned, Pachedu, they are doing a great job. You know, right now as we are speaking, they've been posting that there are people that are being registered from the same house. You see 50 people, 40 people, 20 people being registered from the same house. And then you try to make investigations. You see that that house is owned by a ZANU-PF official and sometimes a candidate. So all these things, they are there. The evidence is there. What Pachedu is unearthing is being begged by evidence. So they can come here and deny it. They can go on social media and on the traditional media and deny it. But the evidence is there. Zek is trying to rig the elections, you know, in favor of ZANU-PF.
Siyabonga, Baba Tsokora. Liyamuzwa lapho uBaba Tsokora uthi hayi. Kunjalo njengokutsho kwenhlanganiso yePachedu ukuthi bavumelana labo ukuthi iZek igilimkhuba lapha bazama ukuqilibezela kukhetho oluzayo ngokutshintsha i-voters roll besusa abantu endaweni abavele bevotela kuzo bebafaka kwezinye indawo ezingaziwayo. Maf.
Regeti yende kuna Dr. Masimba Mavazave ZANU-PF kinzwo pfungwa dzavo panyaya iyoyi yezviri kutaura Zek tanzwa vatawanda dzokora vachitaurawo vakamirira bato ravo Resistance Coalition for Change tikanzwa zvakare emunyarikani wedu vasina kwavakarerekera vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo. Regei tinzwa kuti iyo ZANU-PF iri kuti chii sezvo varivo vari kunzi ndivo vari kushanda neZek iyi.
Thank you. Kutanga tuda kuti bopoto rinoitika kana takatarisana nesarudzo rinowanzokonzerwa nemagwara, nhubu naradada vasingade kuti vanhu vave nekubatana nekuenderera mberi negutsa ruzhinji. Sangano rinoona nezvesarudzo rinonzi Zekiri harisi sangano rebato reZANU-PF, harisi sangano remunhu, isangano renyika yeZimbabwe, isangano rinoona nekuongorora nekubatsira kuti sarudzo dzienderere mberi. Vano basa ravo ravanofanira kuita risingazikanwe navadzokora, vanobvumidzwa kuenda kunoregista vanoda kuvhota, vanonyoresa nekuona kuti inonzi voters register yaya yagadzirwa up to standard. Kana vachinge vadaro havangorisa up, vanodaidza mabato akasiyana siyana kuti yaimuzoi inspector, inonzi voter registration inspection. Kana muchinge maenda, hamuendeko muchinzi muri wezano kana muri vanhu vechii. Ende vanhu vanenge vari kunyorwa vari kurejistwa to vote havasi vanhu vanoendako nebato ravo, asi vanhu vanoendako sevana veZimbabwe. Chepiri, ndanzwa kunyunyuta nekugunun'una kuchibuda mumwoyo masekuru zvosve. Tingangoaregera because masvosve kana kuti matsotsoko dzinongovhunduka kana mhepo. Kuvhunduka chatikwata vanenge vachiziva zvaanoita. Chekutanga, imba yose yose kana bato rese rese remuZimbabwe rine basa riri pamusoro rinobvumirwa kuchengetedzwa nemauto kana kuchengetedzwa nemapurisa kuitira kuti risapinde mudambudziko vasabatwe kana kuvhiringwa nevatadzi. Saka pavakasvika vachiona pane mapurisa panga pasina mautoba, Ngari Vhunyandi akaona pane mapurisa. Ibasa remapurisa kuchengetedza nzvimbo dzese dzevanhu vakaita sezeki, semagovernment offices, mabuildings, vanhu vese vari vulnerable vanogona kupinzwa munyatwa nenhubu dzatinoona idzi zvinonge dzamaine chombo zveMDC kana veCCC. Hurumende inobvumirwa kuti mapurisa vachengete. Saka zvinobva zvapindura mubvunzo wataurwa point yataurwa navadzokora yekuti kuzeka hakufanira kugara mapurisa. Aiwa, pfungwa shoma dzinoremera vatenzi nebasa, kuzeki kunofanira kugara mapurisa kuitira kuti tisanyangadzwi. Chatofanira kuziva Gibbs ndechekuti zeki ndo vanoongorora kuti yatingati gutsaruzhinji kana kuti demokrasi pachirungu yaiitwa here kuburikidza netsarudzo. Saka zvazvinoreva manje ndezvekuti kana vachinge vachiita basa iri, kune vamwe vanovafarira nevamwe vanovavenga. Kune vamwe vanofunga kuti kana vakundwa, vakundwa nekuti havana kuerengerwa sarudzo yavo zvakanaka. Saka nekuda kwekuti kune vamwe vanenge vachinyunyuta mukati umu, ndo zvinopa kana zvinosunda kuti hurumende ichengetedze bato rezeki, kwete kurichengeta because rinoita pamafavors. Chepiri, imwe nhano yandoda kuti nditaure Gibbs, hachisi chokwadi kuti zeki inobatsira kuriga maelections, nekuti zeki haina chainobatsira. Inonyora zita remunhu auya kwavari nenhamba dzake dzechitupa, vobva vamunyora arejistwa, vozocheka nemarekodzi avo kuti havana here munhu mumwe chete arejista kairi kana katatu. Kana vachinge vapedza kudaro, vanogadzira yatati ya inonzi chi the voters register, kana kuti the voters roll and the register, yekuti vanhu vanozoya vachitsvaga mazita avo. Munhu wese anobvumirwa kuenda pazeki. Ko unogotya mupurisa uri tsotsini? Kana pane mupurisa anongokubvunza maya muda kubatsirwa here, mudani ndachakati chakati chakati endai apa. Mupurisa ari kungodaro nekuti ndiye yatingati first point of call for protection of every Zimbabwean and any organization aligned to the government or to the country. So
I see, Dr. Mabaza, if the government is really serious about instilling some modicum of confidence in ZEC, why are they employing security officials? Why are the CIO involved in the voter registration process? Why can't they employ civilian professionals to do the job? Why bring in these people who are tainted already? People have no confidence in the CIO, in the police, when it comes to impartiality in terms of politics. Why bring them in?
Dambudziko riripo Gibbs nderekuti muri kuteerera nhema dzakawanda dzinogadzirwa.
Ndipinde ipapo Dr. Mavaza. Zeki vanga vachitaura nhasi they never said that is not true. Vataura kuti the constitution allows them to employ anyone as long as they are Zimbabweans.
Ndati muri kutenga munhema dzinotaurwa nevavengi vakavenga zeki. Zeki haina kutaura kuti yakaemploya masoja kana haina kuvaemploya. Asi kana kuti munhu wese wemuZimbabwe kana achinga achiqualifya ane mvumo yekupiwa basa neziki.
But why maporisa nemasoja nemaCIO when we know already people have no confidence in Zek? Why don't they bring in my civilian professionals?
Tikatarisa pamaemployment list yeZek, hakuna maserving members epolice or army,
maCIO
akambosenza, hakuna veCIO vanosenza kuZek.
But Zeka ina kuzviramba izvozvo nasi.
And ina kuzvibvuma izvozvo.
But they didn't say no.
And they didn't say yes. So on that basis, you are working.
No, they justified why they are employing the CIO, which is as good as saying yes, we are employing the CIO.
Ramunaro baba, nyaya rapa ndekuti Zeka yataura kuti haina chinoirambidza kupinza basa vanhu vanenge vabva kumamwe mapato ehurumende nekuti they are open for that job. Asi havana kuti ndo vanhu varimo muzeki. Kune vazhinji vasiri mapurisa, vasiri masoja, vasiri maCIO vangobva kuchikoro nevamwe vanga nemabasa akasiyana siyana vari muzeki. Tarisai macommissioners acho ezeki havasi masoja, havasi mapurisa. Anasilaigwana vamwe vainge vari vakatorwa from somewhere. Saka hatidi kungopembedza manyepo yekuti Zeki yakazara nemapurisa. Haisi kembi, haisi police station. It's an organization which is created to see that the democracy is being available and kept in Zimbabwe. It's a democratic duty yao yeku operate and kurada my elections edu. Aitwa zvakanaka here. Saka munhu achingada apinda basa kuzeki, ava employee zeka, hachisiri zvakanga ari kare. When you are employed by Zeki Gibbs, you cease to become a soldier. You become a Zeki employee.
Just to correct, ndin Tungamili Nkomo, you've been saying Gibbs all along. It's a Tungamili Nkomo, but it's okay.
You look alike. Nkomo, sorry. I did not.
No, it's okay. I'll wrap it up so that we can go back to other guests.
Exactly. Let me wrap it up. So what I'm saying in short here, because I've been saying it shorter, in short here, it is a lie that Zek is planning to rig the elections. Zek has no interest or benefits in who wins or who loses. They will remain Zek. It's an independent organization. Number two, the problem we are having here in Komo is that CCC, Zokora and his losers, they have a problem. They are creating a complaint already of unfairness in elections, before elections. They know they're going to lose, but they are creating a reason to protest, a reason to come up and complain. They are creating...
And the fairness of the police is, questionable here, Dr. Mabaza, because we saw yesterday, they allowed Chamisa to hold this rally in Harare on Sunday. But the conditions were so stringent, they're not allowed to chant my slogans, my convoys, and so forth. But hold your thought. Dr. Mabaza. I'll come back to you. We are Kulmala Pubabu Mabaza Simba. We are Muzwa Uti. Is Zek in Jengo Ukuluma Gwaye Ukulumayo? So, and by the way, we must say with Ubabu Uslaigwa, now Troyles Laigwa, Ubabu Mabaza Kulumangaye is a former soldier, is a military guy. But go ahead, Simba.
Yeah, I'm moving forward, Napa. Ushupolukona, I would say, Ikama, LT Zek, give a letter in Sol Maskayela in the Bazama elections. All this is what I see that anything I miss in a program elections in a country why. So ufunakala ukuthi ke ihlanjululwe iZek sikhiphe okubi nakhi sevenze esifana lamasotha amapolisa okuyiwo abantu abasolayo. So until then kuzahlala kule mbuzo ngeZek. And ke abawukhulumelwe namuhla ukuthi hayi bona njengeZek balelunge lokuqhatsha yiloba ngubani oyizalane seZimbabwe. Engabe lipolisa, engabe lisotha. Because I love the constitution I ever knew. I think local bullet again must say, Wunda, I take Agubelama electoral reforms. Mubanges needs in Dabandabes Kurumutai. As long as Gulama, so Chalama police, I won't come and miss as they are my elections. nyeke sithole ukhetho olunjani olu free and fair ngoba amasocha abhekela ini ibandla elibusayo. So kulusizi ukuthi ke namhla izekhi ibunikhuluma into enjalo ukuthi hayi ubona they operating within the constitution balelungelo lokuqhatsha iloba ngubani. Umfowethu uthi uqhatshe ama ex military. Siyawazi ukuthi ke amasocha avele aqhubeka le discipline yayo. Whether I'm ex soldier kumbe current serving bahamba ngonyathelo olufana nayo. Singakutsho kodwa ke ukuthi njengoba siya ekhethweni amabandla wonke azaletha ukusola ngendlela ukhetho oluqhuba ngakhona. Kuthange nje iZANU PF ithe kulamalungayo akade chawa elobhengula lapha kobulawayo the Kankas. So iZANU la isithola iletha imbiko yokuthi hayi ukhetho luzaba unfair ngoba abantu bayabavunyela ukukhankasa. Ngapha uChamisa obesiya campaigna wathi hayi uza campaigna yebo ye kodwa ngiyeke uhambe emgwaqweni umemeza ngiyeke uletha abantu abavela kwezinye iziqinti. Sibona ukuthi umdli iground ayikho level ayifanani loba iZANU PF izakhuluma ukuthi amalunga ayachayiwe asonto esijale ukuzwa le kuyasethu ukuthi ngivele ngubani olesibili sokuthaya ilunga leZANU PF ngubani. Bona abachaye sebebochiwe na ngoba into iZANU PF ihlale ibuza la ukuthi hayi amalunga emdisi achayiweyo ahambe ayareporta ngaphi i-police case. So sifuna ukubona la ukuthi iZANU PF elobhengula kobulawayo amalunga achayiwe areportile yini abachaye wakhona sebebochiwe na. Then sizabakwazi ukuthi hayi ngeqiniso amapholisa awathathi macele sifuna ukubona abantu abanjalo bebotshwa. Unfortunately ngendlela amapholisa asebenza ngayo babonisile ngekhampeni kaChamisa ukuthi hayi akukatshintshi amapholisa alokhu badlulula awanikezi amabandla aphakathi kokhetho i-treatment efana naye ngoba ngeke uthi elinye ibandla ngeziko ezidlulileyo likhankasile e-airport abantu babuya bevela kwezinye isiqinti wena namhla suke sisa campaigner ngeke uletha abantu bevela kwezinye isiqinti okuyinto embi kodwa ngelinye ilihle kuyinto enhle ngoba kuzenza ukuthi ibandla eliphilisayo libone ukuthi lilosekelo olungakanani kuleyo ndawo lingalethanga abantu bavela kwezinye izigaba. Nxa kuzathiwa baza campaigner emakhokhoba bengaletha abantu bavela kwezinye indawo bazabona ukuthi emakhokhoba sinama-voters angu-1000 senzani ngakho sisiyaphambili.
Hayi siyabonga Simba aqhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni mafu.
Hayi wari ke itsimbo inda kunava tsawanda dzvukura tombonzwawo panyaya yegadziro yavo yemusangano wavo yemusuwesvondo vari kuona zvipi zvavari kunyunyuta nazvo nokuti tichikuona pane tsamba iri kunzi yakabva kumapurisa vachitaura zvakawanda mutsamba iyoyo zvinofanira kunge zvisingaitwe pamusangano wavo wemusuwesvondo asi zvatiri kuona zvichiitwa nemamwe mapato akadai seMDC Alliance uyezve neZANU PF.
Zvikuru sei nyaya yekuti vasaunze vanhu nemabhazi from other places pamusangano avamunangagwa kuepoet svondo rapfuura takaona kwakanga kwakazara mabhazi nhasi kwakembo mohadhi kubulawayo kukonga kune mabhazi ako asi go ahead vadzokora.
Yes, I think it's now clear. We know that there are some political parties that are sweethearts for ZANU-PF. Political parties are being treated differently. You've seen how badly and how unfairly the CCC is being treated. ZANU-PF had its own rally in Epworth last weekend, and they busted people. All the people that were there, half of them were busted. Nothing was said about it. They were singing, they were dancing, they were sloganeering. Now the CCC movement is saying we also want to have a similar rally. And the rules change completely. You can't sloganeer. You can't sing. You can't bus people. You can't move around people. They've already put a ban in town interstate travel that no muchovas, no small cars will be moving without, with more than two people. The rules have completely changed. So what kind of an electoral field is that? And what kind of a government is that? Because the people that they are saying all these things for, that are, they are putting all these stringent conditions for, it's not entirely the Triple C. It's not President Chamisa. It's the people of Zimbabwe. It's the citizens of Zimbabwe. The citizens want to go and attend a rally of their choice. But now we can see here a strategy, a clear strategy of trying to make the Triple C rally a flop. They want to make sure that as many people do not travel to Highfield as possible. But unfortunately, that is not going to be. The people are mobilizing. Our officials are running around making sure that this rally becomes a success. And the people themselves, they are convicted. They want to be at the rally, and they are going to be at the rally. And you cannot stop an idea whose time has come. ZANU-PF is not going to be able to stop the people, because the people know what they want. They know how much they are suffering, and they know who is causing that much suffering. And they also know who has the solutions to the suffering that is going on in Zimbabwe. They know that Triple C and President Chamisa have the solutions. They have the answer to everything that is going on in Zimbabwe. And you are going to see that they are going to turn in their thousands, despite what ZANU-PF is doing. I don't know how Dr. Mabaza can explain, you know, the differences in the treatment of political parties. We also saw in Highfields, the same area where we are going to be having our rally. We saw Monzora having his own rally. It was called the mother of all rallies. And there was nothing that was on the way. No roadblocks, no stringent conditions. And sloganeering was going on. People were singing and dancing. You know, the busing was also there. The few people that attended Monzora's rally, they were all bust. They were all there, bust. But now Triple C wants to have a similar rally. The conditions change. So this is an unfair electoral field, and that needs to change. That needs to stop. ZANU-PF is not punishing the leadership of the Triple C. ZANU-PF is punishing the people that it purports to represent. ZANU-PF is crushing the democracy that it always claims that is prevailing in Zimbabwe. But it's not there. If you are not allowed to go and hear or support and be at a rally where you want to be, then where is the democracy that ZANU-PF is preaching about? So we urge Zimbabweans that are listening right now and Zimbabweans that are here, please talk to your friends, talk to your families, wherever they are, that there is a mother of all rallies at the Zimbabwe grounds. We all know the history that is carried by Zimbabwe grounds. You know, that's where all rallies that end up liberating the country, you know, they are done. It's Zimbabwe grounds. So all roads should be leading and must be leading and will be leading to the Zimbabwe grounds. Let's talk to our friends. Let's talk to our folks. And let's make sure that everyone turns up on Sunday for that rally.
Thank you, Mr. Zokora. And going back to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission denying that it's trying to rig next year's elections on behalf of ZANU-PF, we must also say that ZEC says it has now suspended its employees who allegedly shared a copy of the voters' roll with Pachedu, that this organization is now using to expose what it says attempts by the commission to rig the ballot. And going back to the issue of political violence and intimidation, Mr. Zokora, we saw your party, the Citizens Coalition for Change, saying today some of its supporters, seven or so, were arrested for campaigning in Harare. And it's also alleging that ZANU-PF members are going door to door in Harare East, I think, intimidating its members not to go to this rally. And But we also saw ZANU-PF last week, or is it earlier this week, alleging that your members attacked its supporters in Juve in Bulawayo. How do you respond?
Right now, Ntunga, if you go on social media, the Twitter, the Facebook, everywhere, all those social media platforms are awash with violent situations, people being beaten up by ZANU-PF. As you correctly said, right now, people, as we are speaking, people are being beaten up in Harare. And in Harare East, people were arrested when Honorable Tendai Biti was having his own rally there, including himself. I don't know how Dr. Mabaza can explain something like that, that a whole member of parliament and a vice president of the biggest political party in the country can just be arrested for nothing. There were no charges against him. He was just arrested. Do you see anything like that, Mabaza? Do you see anything like that happening in the United Kingdom where you are staying? There is nothing. You can only see something like that in Zimbabwe. That's where it happens, that a member of parliament can be arrested, put in cells, and nothing is done. No charge at all. And we saw the orgy of violence that is being, you know, orchestrated by ZANU-PF on our members. Yesterday, we had a young DJ for Change Radio. He is in crutches. He's a disabled young man who is trying to make a living. He was assaulted. Kusanzwa tsitsi kwevanhu veZANU-PF. Vakamusvikira pamba pake kuHighfield. Painge paine maposters edu rally. Vakatanga kubvarura maposters iwayo. But when they were doing that, someone was taking pictures of what they were doing. And he was also doing that, this young man, Reynaldo. And they came after him. Why are you taking pictures? And they assaulted him. They assaulted the wife. They assaulted the mother. They assaulted the father. They assaulted the children. And they were singing and dancing. They were toying, singing ZANU-PF songs, clearly indicating that they were members of ZANU-PF. So, assaulting a disabled person who could not even defend himself. As we are speaking right now, he's in hospital, heavily assaulted. So this is the violence that is being unleashed on our members, on Zimbabweans, on citizens by ZANU-PF. And the police are also there. They don't do anything. They don't arrest anyone. We make all those reports, but nobody is ever arrested. This young man, Reynaldo, after being assaulted, he went to the police, and the police told him that we can't do anything. There's no electricity. So they could not even open a docket, because allegedly they were saying there's no electricity. But we all know that ZRP, you know, doesn't work like that. They have books where they write, you know, they could have logged in whatever Reynaldo was reporting. But that was not done. But Reynaldo's situation is just one in a million. You know, I mean, not one in a million. It's an indication of the thousands that are being assaulted by ZANU-PF every day. And all this, they want to, you know, make sure that people don't go and register to vote, and they don't go and vote. And of course, with regards to the rally on over the weekend, they want to intimidate people out of not going to that rally. We know that when it comes to violence, it's ZANU-PF that has a DNA of violence. We don't have a history of violence. We only interact with violence when it has been, you know, orchestrated against us. That's when we experience violence.
Siyabonga, Baba Tsokora, abasanda kusixhuma bachangoti bata, those who've just joined in. This is Studio 7, and tonight we are talking about the campaigns for the by-elections scheduled for March 26, with the Citizens Coalition for Change alleging harassment and violence by the police, while the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission also is pushing back against charges by Pachedu and the Citizens Coalition for Change that they are trying to rig next year's elections on behalf of ZANU-PF. And our guests tonight, we have Tawanda Zokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Simbarashe Nembaware, my good friend, a journalist, a social commentator, as well as Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Mav.
Regaisende kuna Dr. Mavaza Tinsbo, kuti ivar kuti inezu kuta urwa na vajokora ve Citizens Coalition for Change, ne kuti ivar kuti ivo aiwa pane vamwe vanhu vavanoshanda navo vakatowana vachishungurudzwa mazuva apfuura ipapapa vakamirira kuti pange paine musangano wavo mukuru wemusi wesvondo.
Thank you. Thank you, Mav. Mav and Komo, let me start by saying I think in this platform I literally and really ask for fairness, which sometimes is lacking. Why do I say so? The two other panelists, they are almost on the same side. I have to defend my party from the two other panelists. But when you give me a chance to talk, you give me half of what the two have put together as one. That becomes unfair. And on Jokora, while he vomits whatever he was vomiting, he gets all the hour. And that is not fair on ZANU-PF. That's not fair on me. And it means I'm just here to dress the panelists, but not to defend my party, as I'm supposed to do. So what I'm asking for is fairness on time. And with bearing in mind, I'm defending two different people saying facts which needs to be clarified by the party. And if that is not done, it's not being fair.
Noted, Dr. Mavaza, but, you know, being fair is all we strive for on this platform. But please go ahead.
Yeah, the first thing, I wanted to have two issues to answer. The firstly, let me deal with the issue of ZEC. ZEC had come out clear to talk about the alleged vote rigging. Time and again, the commission has been accused by people for vote rigging because people don't understand the weight of ZEC. People who come to count the votes are not ZEC members. ZEC members are commissioners and some other staff who support ZEC in overseeing the process of the voting. Actually, we need to know that there is a mandate provided in terms of the constitution for ZEC to work in the capacity it does. So the voters' role each year leading to an election, the voters' role is put to the public, and the people are supposed to come and see it and inspect it. The complaints of rigging, which come from Pachedu and from Jokora and the CCC, without mentioning many names, it's just a fallacy of their imagination, a point where they are saying, should they fail, should they lose elections, then they would come back and say, because we have been rigged by ZEC itself. They will come up very soon and tell you that they are being rigged by ZANU-PF as well. So we know that the alleged 2022 voters' roll, we need to understand that ZEC has come out clearly that an alleged 2022 voters' roll that is being analyzed by a certain consultant of a stakeholder, the commission ought to give it a response. It says that there is nothing like that. There is an administrative process being undertaken regarding the issue of inspecting the voters' roll. When that is done, it's not done. Anything done at ZEC does not mean that ZEC is biased on one side or the other. I wanted to clarify again that if you look at the conditions which were given to, I'm now on the point of conditions, to CCC to have the elections tomorrow, Nkomo, you seem to agree with the opposition on this case, which is unfair. The first thing is, it is for protection of the people. We all know at every rally of the CCC or MDC, when they finish, they beat up people. The metro is everywhere. The slogans are stopped in the streets on your way to the venue. Don't stop making slogans. Stop provoking people. Stop beating up people. Go where you want to go. And they are saying, busting people into an area like Highfields. The reason why it's stopped, it's not because they don't want people to come. They are saying this is the time where people from other areas come in IFUs, cause problems, and retreat back to their areas. When the police come in to find out the perpetrators of the problem, these guys are gone. So to make it easier for police work during this Sunday, they have asked not to bash people. People can come to the rally. They are not just stopped from coming. And the reason why people are stopped from having a convoy is because they block the roads. You haven't seen how rude, how uncouth the MDC and the CCC are when they're on the road. They think it's theirs. They block the roads for everybody. And when they do that, when the police try to ask them to reason, then they start claiming that they've been harassed or they've been arrested. Yes, there are some arrests going around for CCC members, ZANU-PF members, everybody. You are arrested not because they're a member of a political party. You are arrested because they've committed a crime.
I have to chime in there, though. We have not heard of any ZANU-PF people who have been arrested in this election cycle, campaign cycle, though.
Last week, two ZANU-PF youth members were arrested for scratching a car which belonged to an MDC member. I will check the news for you and I'll show you. And there were ZANU-PF members, they were arrested. And their case is pending in court. But okay. Where I can stand is in Como, where Seguru Jokora had raised. This man called Tedai Biti is a psycho. He was arrested not because of anything else, because the police had suspicion that what he was doing, he was committing a crime. Police will arrest you on a suspicion, not on a fact. Then they will investigate when you're within them. So they took him to a police station. They interviewed him. Then they did not have enough evidence to arrest him. So they let him go. So it's not like he has been arrested or anything else. He was called in for questioning. When the police were satisfied that there is no charge to be put against him, he was released free without a charge. But the problem here is when a person is called to a police station by the police, they think that it's an arrest. No. If the police tell you that they have arrested you, that becomes an arrest. But he was never arrested. He was taken in for questioning and he was released. The following day, he was again on the road, literally daring the police to arrest him, challenging them that if they arrest him, his friends who speak English will come and punish Zimbabwe.
Okay. Okay, because time is up, Dr. Mabaza, now I've given you 5 minutes. This, I hope you won't complain about that. You've been talking for 5 minutes. But before we wrap it up with other guests, can you respond to this? I'm seeing a video here posted by Zim Live on Twitter, and they are saying that, and this is a video allegedly of the MDC, of the Citizens Coalition for Change, supporters were arrested in Harare today for campaigning in the CBD. And ZimLife here is saying a video has emerged apparently showing police officers repeatedly beating supporters of the Citizens Coalition for Change, who were arrested earlier today for driving in Harare with stickers advertising their party's rally in Highfields on Sunday. Zim Live is also tweeting from Bulawayo here that commuters face traveling hell in Bulawayo this evening after Zupco sent some of his buses to a ZANU-PF rally in Kulumane to ferry the party's supporters. This was the scene at Pick and Pay Hyper a short while ago. They are posting a picture there of stranded commuters. You have a minute to respond to that, Bamavas.
Thank you. Firstly, the rally in Bulawayo where people were being taken to the rally point addressed by Kembo Mohadi, it was very peaceful and not violent. But the buses, ZANU-PF had hired the buses. So it's up to the bus company. You cannot hire out your buses when you've got an obligation to pick up other pedestrians. They were supposed to plan. This has nothing to do with ZANU-PF. It's ill planning by ZUPCO or those in charge of buses.
So the condition that was imposed on Chamisa yesterday is that he must not bus supporters from other constituencies. And talking about the ZANU-PF rally in Blawai today by Kembo Mohadi, if we are to be fair about the police acting impartially, did Mr. Mohadi address only people from Kulumane and not from other constituencies in Blawai?
No, this is the difference. The difference is that people are not stopped from coming to Chamisa's rally wherever they are coming from. But it's the use of buses with people who will be moving there, making noise and sloganeering and blocking the roads, which has made the police to say, do not bus. They can come there. They find their own way. They can come their own way. They have not been stopped to come in the lorry. They have not been stopped to use a train if they could, or fly there if they've got the money. It's only the buses which would then cause these congestions. The reason for that is that it's well known, and Mr. Jokora would agree with me, that ZANU-PF rallies are always very peaceful, and MDC rallies are very violent. So the police use their discretion. It is not used on a political basis, but it's used on their criminal intelligence.
So
it is CCC is violent. So stop them from being violent.
Thank
and
these you.
Are ways and they and not to punish them, but to save the people of Zimbabwe and protect our own people.
Thank you, Dr. Mabaza. Vamwe vaku complain kuti ndiri kupa nguva yakawandisa. Let's try and wrap it up there because Nguvaza Famba.
Iherigeti nzwe kubva kunava Jokora mazuva vekupedzisira takatarisa musangano wavo wemusweshondo.
I must register my disappointment. Dr. Mavaza is coming here bullying everyone, bullying even VOA to the extent that you end up giving him more time. I'm here representing my party. Someone is there representing their organization. We get 5 minutes each. Mavaza cannot get 10 minutes or 20 minutes because there are two people that are speaking against ZANU-PF. That's not fair. It should be 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and we go like that. And I'm actually dismayed that he is saying that CCC are violent. We have never been violent anyway. This is our first rally. Where has he seen that? Where has he seen our supporters are being violent? We have never been identified as a violent party. We are a non-violent organization, and we do not have the capacity to be violent. We don't have guns. We don't have baton sticks. We don't have police to support us. We don't have the army officers to support us. He purports that ZANU-PF rallies are always peaceful. Yes, because they are protected by the army. They are protected by the police. They are the ones that are protected. When it comes to CCC members, we have no protection at all from police or from the army. We are on our own. But that as it may, the people of Zimbabwe are convicted. And I want to urge, as I finish, every Zimbabwean who is in Zimbabwe right now to be preparing to go to...
Your audio, Vadzokora, we are having challenges with Vadzokora there, but as we wrap it up, Simba, we have also politiki via politika lapa. Nasikhangela imhlangano ekhona ngempela sonto lapha ubaba uMonzora kusasa koBulawayo uChamisa eHarare uthi wenga ukuthi uza kuba lwakho umhlangano eMaswingo I think ngesonto laye ngokwenzakalayo ukubotshwana okukhanyaswa kukhona lokwethuselana esizwa kukhulunywa yi-CCC ubona imhlangano yangempela sonto le iqhutshwa ngokuthula
engakutsho mina ukuthi in fact, mana ngikhothe uPaul Mangwana ukhuluma ngo-2018. Paul Mangwana wathi the election is not won on ballot day, on voting day. It's won during the 5 years before. So, okusho ukuthi-ke kufuna ukulungiselela okujulileyo ama-elections angafiki. Impumela ye-election day ngokade kusenzakala phakathi kwesikhathi. So-ke, nxa amabandla kade engalungiselelanga, ngeke a-expecte izimanga. Ngenxa sesiya kumhlangano yangempelaviki njengokutsho kamfowethu we-ZANU-P F imihlangano ye-ZANU-P F izabe inokuthula njengokuhlala kusenzakala ngoba baye bele-police presence okuyinto esifisa la ukuthi yenzakale kumabandla aphikisayo athole ukuvikeleka kwamapholisa amapholisa abe impartial uze kungabi nodlame esilujayele ngesikhathi sokhetho.
Indaba yokusetshenziswa yokuthwala abantu besiza kumarali lapha, imbuzo babu mabaza ukuthi uthi ukuthi iZANU PF namuhla ubaba Mohadi kobulawayo ube labantu benkulumane kuphela yini, njengoba uchamisa kuthwe akumelanga alethe abantu from other constituencies. Uthi yena umabaza hayi lokho kwehlukene, ngoba i-condition kachamisa ngeyokuthi abantu bengabuya ngenyawo kumbe basebenzise ezinye i-means, kodwa okuvinjwayo ukuthi basebenzise amabhasi ngoba balodlakela bacina bevala le migwaqo. Ungathini ngalokho?
Olusizi ukuthi-ke abasekeli bamabandla wenza ngelezano i-PF or i-MDC or i-CC or yiphi, nxa besiya emhlanganweni bavame ukuba nodlakela. Amasapoteri ezano i-PF or i-MDC bonke nje babedriva begijima ukuletha ingozi to ezinye izakhamizi. So olusizi ukuthi-ke amapholisa abe sesithi hhayi abaletha ukungaziphathi emgwaqweni ngabasekela ibandla elithize, hayi lokho akuqondanga. Abasekeli bamabandla wonke benza njalo, bahamba befake amastika amabandla bezimoteni, amabandla wonke hhayi amabhasi, kube nje i-chaos edolobheni lapho. So okwanamuhla unfortunately angifika nenkulumane, kodwa engikwazi ukuthi-ke isithane nxa umthungameli welizwe ngokwebandla elibusayo esiba nomhlangano, akuvamanga ukuthi kube yizakhamizi zaleso siqinti kuphela. Kuyabuya abantu abavela kwezinye izigaba ukuze ama-numbers akhanye emaningi, ngoba kuvame ukuba yinhlekisa ukuthi nxa omkhulu ebuya kube labantu abangafika i-100 or 1000. So kumele kube kugcwele abantu abaningi.
Siyabonga Simba. Mavu Simba no gireketa unogona kumvunza mvunzo yekupedzisira.
Okay, let me just read from what I'm seeing from Fazai Mahere on Facebook. She says, our lawyers have confirmed that a total number of CCC members held at Harare Police Station are 13 to 12 men and one woman. The lawyer confirms that they were tortured and assaulted heavily before the lawyers obtained access to them. Charges remain unclear. This is what she just posted on social media. Asiregaitende kuna mukoma Simba motipo mazwenye kupedzisira kuti munoona sei azviri kuitika tiri pakugadzirira kuesarudzo yemabyelections.
Election aiwini nemusiwo kuenda pasarudzo paballot day, but maelections anowina nekugadzirira makore before. Saka zviri kuitika ndezvekuti mapato engasina kugadzirira kupinda musarudzo idzi. Ndosaka tiri kunzwa zhowezhowe kuti uyakazoti uyazoti chero nayo ZANU PF charitoti inovatsigiri wayo vari kurohwa kubulawayo, kuchiratidza kuti ZANU PF ikesa kugadzirira sarudzo dzekunze kubulawayo uku. Ndokwazoya vice president nhasi kuti anoitawo rali yake. Saka I think tichibvumirana nemadr Mavaza kuti zvimwe zviri kutaurwa inyaya yekuti vanhu vangasina kugadzirira kupinda pasarudzo, kuzoti kana wazojiwa mberi uku kuti garaja tanga takataura kuti Zeki kune zvinofamba mushe kuzeki, but tazotaura kuti iyo Zeki pachayo inofanira kuti igadzirise kuti pasawanikwe mitauro yakawanda wanda. Tatingati paevery election inoitwa popopobuda mutauro kuti aiwa bato raZeki rinodai, aiwa ngatigadzirisei kuitira kuti panoita sarudzo pasawe nenyunyu afterwards.
Siyabonga lapho Simba. Umavela silapho bekhuluma ngokuthi i-update yesikhona ngokubotshwa kwabasekeli be-Citizens Coalition for Change. According to isikhulumeli saleli bandla uNkosika uNkosazana Fazai Mahere, ukuthi kubotshwa abantu abangu-13 to 14, injalo uthi bahlukuluziwe kakhulu batshaywe ngamapholisa. Akukaziwa ukuthi baza kwetheswa calabani kumbe babotshelweni.
Aiwa, sekutaura kwaita Ntunga, siparizvino hatina kunzwa divi remapurisa kuti ndo zviri kuitika here kana kuti zvaitika muzuva ranhasi.
Nguva dzafamba Mavhu, ngativhare chirongwa. And I would like to thank our guests tonight. That's Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU PF. Simbarashe Nembaware, my good friend, journalist and social commentator, as well as Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change.
I'm Marvelous Nsanganya. We are in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good night.
I'm Tungamilin Komo.